This is the time and place for the public hearing on a proposed ordinance to amend Chapter 96, Sussex Community Improvements, to facilitate uniform assessment. At the beginning of the hearing, a brief presentation will be made by Assistant County Attorney Vincent Robertson and county employees. They will briefly explain the ordinance and the purposes to be accomplished by it. After they have completed that presentation, council will have an opportunity to ask them questions in order to clarify their understanding of the proposed ordinance. After that process has been completed, I will then open the floor to comments and questions from members of the public. If any member of the public wishes to be heard concerning this ordinance, you're required to make that statement from the speaker stand. Before making your statement, please state your name and give your home address. And Mr. Robertson, before I call on you, there was one letter that was received, an email that I would like to read, and this was in favor of the ordinance, and it's from a Mary Ann Gasparo of 13 Lakeshore Drive, Lewis, Delaware, 19958, and it was addressed to Mr. Baker. As a property owner in Lockwood One, I write to inform the proposed support the proposed change to Chapter 96 for uniform billing rate as it relates to the Suburban Community Improvement Program. I understand that this amendment will be addressed at the County Council meeting on November 10, 2009. Thank you. Mr. Robertson?
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Members of Council, I will make this brief. As you probably recall, County Council approved the new Chapter 96 program for suburban community roads, I guess it was about a year ago. And at that point, it had the front footage assessments for how that program was repaid. I believe Mr. Cole and some of the other members of Council questioned whether we couldn't go to a uniform assessment rate. The thought was at that time, let's get the program in and come back and revisit the uniform assessments. Well, that's what this does. It's a simple amendment to Section 9614 of Chapter 96, which states that any lot or parcel or unit would have the same rate as any other unit, lot, or parcel within the suburban community that's the subject of the program. It's as simple as that. So I guess what would happen would be that the finance department would essentially divvy up the cost for that year, divided by the number of units. That's what the unit pays, and that's it. Doesn't matter what your front footage is, your size of your lot, whether you're on a cul-de-sac, whatever, everybody pays the same.
And the unit equals a lot?
A lot or a condominium, for example, if it's a condominium project.
Okay, if it's a condominium, set of condominiums on one lot, then you divvy.
Right, it would divvy it up by the...
Then it's a housing unit.
Housing unit, dwelling unit, yes.
And, okay, all right.
And it has to be also, Ms. Deaver, I think this question was asked before, it has to be buildable. So if for some reason the lot is too small or not buildable, it wouldn't be assessed.
If it's a duplex, then it's two.
Right.
It's two.
Right.
All right, gotcha.
Mr. Cole, would you get any comments?
No, I think I've been advocating unit pricing, not only in this program, but in our sewer programs. And this is great that we're making, I think, a big step here. Because of fairness, this achieves what I think is the fairest way to deal with people in a lot of what the county does, especially in this community suburban roads program, which has been very successful. And I think if we now take this model and hopefully the council will support moving it into our sewer districts, it will talk about savings. We just heard about all these savings about just dealing with all these numbers and all these different numbers. And then also we talk about stimulus. I think when we get stimulus money from the federal government, I think all users ought to benefit, not just people in certain districts because the timing was they happened to be getting something at a time when there was some money available. It's all our money. When federal money comes into the county, I think all users ought to benefit from being able to reduce things. So I think this will be a way to be able to spread the fairness through anything. Anyway, so, all right. I'm glad to see this happen. Yeah,
any other comments from council before we open it to the public? Mr. Moore?
Yes, is there any member of the public would like to speak on me concerning this proposed ordinance?
We could refer to it to do the.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak concerning this ordinance?
24 years. I've been hyping.
If not, the public hearing on this matter is closed, Mr. President.
Thank you. What is the pleasure of the council?
I think we need to move forward.
Yeah.
Is there a motion? Let's do it.
I believe, is this appropriate for Mr. Moore to read the title?
Yes.
Yes.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 96, Sussex Community Improvements to facilitate uniform assessments.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the ordinance read by Mr. Moore. Is there any further discussion?
And it's just for roads, right?
This is just for, this is the first step. This is the first step.
This is the only step right now.
That's it right now, Mike. Relax. Government moves slow. We're going to get it done.
Okay. No, that's it.
I know I can count on you.
Excellent.
We will take the vote. Ms. Deaver.
I guarantee.
Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Roberts.
Thank you.
I know
fine
again.
Job.
Good job.
Fine job.
Thank you.
They speak highly of you.
Grant request, Ms. Webb.
Thank you. The first one tonight, West Side New Beginnings.
Yes. What kind of money were we asking for? And they were using it to do what? I forgot.
They're using
the letter in front of me.
The trash. I have.
Oh, they have, that's right.
They're looking for $1,300.
I'd like to make a motion. I'd give $1,300 to West Side New Beginnings to help their efforts on continuing to clean up West Rehoboth.
I will certainly second that.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Vincent. Give $1,000 from Mr. Cole's account to West Side New Beginnings. Any discussion?
$1,300.
Excuse me, $1,300.
Is that stimulus money?
George's stimulus.
That's my stimulus money.
Mm-hmm.
No further discussion. We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Apple Tucker Reynolds VFW.
Who was that letter written to?
It was written to Ms. Deaver.
And they're looking for how much did they ask for?
They're not specific. Mm-hmm. They're building a new post home, a new building.
Mm-hmm. And it's for purposes of?
For programs and services at their VFW post.
What about, I can donate $500.
I think that would be worth $5,000. My goodness.
Well, if I had as much money as you do, Sam, yeah, I would.
We did. We all got the same amount.
It is in the Georgetown, Allendale.
Sam's still working off
Finley's
money.
Uh-huh. He is too.
It's in your area as well. Sam.
That's veterans, Joan. That's really ought to be given to them.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Deaver, what is your
service? Some of your
$500.
Yes, sir.
$500. We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Cole seconds. Any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore?
There are none, Mr. Yes. President.
Any additional business? We do have someone who would like to speak, at least one person. And I'd like to call forward Marianne Zuckerman. Marianne, I see that you're speaking to us about the South Coastal Library. You heard Ms. Deaver read the letter indicating that the board was not in favor of the county moving the library to an independent status. Do you
Correct.
Have more to contribute to that?
Well, to reaffirm that position, my name is Marilyn Zuckerman, 33295 Ocean Pines Lane in Bethany Beach, Delaware. And I am a member of the board of the Friends of South Coastal Library. And I would like to just reaffirm our position regarding keeping the South Coastal Library as part of the Sussex County system. We fortunately have a highly qualified professional staff, and the county provides regular training to improve its performance. We value the support services the county provides, such as computer networking, consolidated purchasing, and building maintenance, among others. Our library is heavily used year-round. We serve a large area, Bethany Beach, South Bethany, Fenwick Island, Ocean View, Millville, Clarksville, and other local areas. With the recent expansion at South Coastal, we accommodate many more individuals for computer use. Kids come in for homework. People are doing job searches, resume writing, communication. A lot of books, DVDs, and CDs are borrowed regularly. People do research, read periodicals, and attend our many educational programs. Through funds raised by the Friends of the Library, we have expanded the number of educational and cultural programs that we provide for children, youth, and adults. And our Joshua Freeman Cultural Center is an actively used space for a variety of community meetings. The Friends of the Library is proud of the money we were able to raise to contribute to the expansion. Most of those donations were one-time gifts for the capital project alone. We are not in a position to generate the finances needed to support the library's ongoing operating costs. We urge you to keep South Coastal as a county library so that our citizens can continue to benefit from this wonderful community resource. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheryl Dorfman.
Cheryl Dorfman, 605 Brookview Court, Bethany Beach, Delaware. I'd like to second what our president said and what Marilyn said, and to say that when the library was first built, we turned it immediately over to the county. That was the whole purpose of it. The county owns the building, the land, everything inside of it, and runs it beautifully. We've been very, very happy with that. We do not have the resources nor the desire to do what the county does so well. And so we're just seconding that and hoping that you will maintain this library as it has been for many years now as a county library. Thank you.
Good, thank you. Ralph.
Ralph?
Ralph? Ralph, Ralph Hardy? Maybe I've got it wrong.
No, there's nobody left.
Anybody else? No?
Must be Dan.
All right.
Make a motion.
You need to go into executive.
Yeah, make a motion we go into executive session for land acquisition.
Second, please.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.